views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. I would love to start today's show with a beautiful email that I received from a longtime listener. And she writes, I just listened to your recent show about soul contracts, and I can't thank you enough and your Posse of Angels. As I was listening, I felt like you were speaking to me and were helping me to remember all of these things for myself. I felt so appreciative for your show and for your spirit. Listening to your show always makes me feel like I am home with a capital H. Well, for the time being, it's a beautiful show and the information is always just right for me. So thank you for your loving support for all of us. And that comes from Mandy Arwen, and she's in Washington. Let's continue with May's theme. We started off this month of merry month of May by speaking about the topic, We Do Not Die. Then we got onto We All Wrote Soul Contracts, as this theme of this month is the afterlife, heaven, and our, as my book so succinctly says, our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. So the Posse of Angels want us to speak about the afterlife. They want us to take a look at what happens. The program helped us to remember how we partnered with the Etheric Council while writing our contract in our Book of Life. They want to share with us an overall outline today of the journey that we all get to take from the physical to the non-physical when we cross over. And they want to paint a really clear picture of what it is actually like to exist in the afterlife, heaven, one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, paradiso, Shambhala, whatever word you have for that crossing over when we are in our non-physical, in our spirit state. You know, my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, actually describes the journey from the physical to the non-physical. And what the heck do we do once we are across the veil? You know, someone who had views on this was the famous Swiss-born psychiatrist. And she was an author as well. Her name was Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she gained international recognition for her work on death and dying. Her quote is, "Death is simply a shedding of the physical body, like the butterfly shedding its cocoon. It's a transition to a higher state of consciousness, where one continues to perceive, to understand, to laugh, and to be able to grow." Now, the Posse of Angels, this is my angelic family, they wish to remind all of us that when death is upon us, there's an inbuilt instinct in all of us. I don't know how even those who know without a shadow of a doubt that there's life afterwards, there's an inbuilt instinct in all of us to fight to live. Now, this is non-negotiable on any level, for it's an automatic response, and it's similar to a fight or flight response. Now, the reason we fight to live is because it's inconceivable to the conscious mind that any other reality could possibly exist besides the world of physical matter bounded by linear space and time. We're used to it because, for many, it's the only valid indicator of what constitutes life for us. We've been trained and taught since we've been born to wear this body, and we know ourselves to be who we are from external stimuli which we receive. Now, the Posse of Angels, here they come, they're reminding us that when we cross over, we are still alive. We are very much alive, even though we no longer wear our body, or some would call it our earth suit. Once we shed this physical body, at the moment of death, there is a step up of energy. It's an increase in speed as we are suddenly vibrating faster than before. Let's use a radio as an analogy. You've lived all your life at a certain radio frequency. When suddenly you shed your dense earth suit, your body, this allows your vibrational frequency to suddenly rise, and you change wavelengths. The original frequency where you once existed, it's still there. It didn't change. You changed. You cannot exist forever where your energy simply does not belong, and everything is energy. You shift frequencies in dying as you switch over to life on another wavelength. You know, you don't die when you die. You merely shift your consciousness and your speed of vibration. Come to think of it, that's all death really is. It's a shift in vibration. In fact, if you expect to die when you cross over, boy, will you be disappointed. The only thing you will lose in death is your body. And you are not your body. Think of your body like a car. Your body is the vehicle that drives your soul around. You know, come to think of it, I have owned maybe 6 or 7 cars over my lifetime. I've traded them in as they started to wear out. Your body is the same. Something you trade in when it starts to wear out. Now, that wearing can be out physically or emotionally wearing out, or the wearing out can mean that one has come to the end of their contract, which they wrote in their book of life. And when it's time to exist, and when it's time to exit their physical incarnation. Like I've mentioned on previous radio programs, we all contract and we all write in our book of life when we will exit our human incarnation. So no one dies too early. Everyone crosses over exactly when they've contracted to. Now, during death, these things will happen. Your heart stops. Your body goes limp. You lose your sight, your feeling, and your movement. And while no more air flows in and out of a human body, as we physically stop breathing, we're still very much alive. In fact, it is so much easier and it's more comfortable and natural not to breathe than it is to physically breathe. Yes, with all of this, we become accurately and acutely aware that we still exist. You know, everyone, I recently watched the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And in the specials of the DVD that I had, they interviewed several mediums like James Van Praagh, and they said that what happens after we cross over is accurately depicted in this movie. Immediately upon death, we look at our body and don't quite know what has happened to us, but it's very strange as we know that on some level, we still exist, whether we're standing on the side or whether hovering over above, we are looking at ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that's why so many people are met by their loved ones in spirit. They're met by angels and spirit guides to help them understand what has happened to them as they cross over. Now, and a very important note here about our senses. While our sense of sight, taste, touch, and smell, all those will cease upon death, this is not the same with our hearing. If you are in the room with someone who is dying, someone who is crossing over, and the nurse or the doctor declares them deceased, please don't say something like, "Oh, phew, I'm glad that's over. Now I can go shop the Memorial Day sales, or now I can go watch the World Series," because the person will hear you, for our hearing is the last of our senses to go. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to remind us all that at the moment of death, there is no pain. There's only a peaceful silence, calm, and serene. They're assuring us that those who have crossed over, died in accidents, horrific events, that at that moment of them dying, they are taken out of the body, they're removed from the body, and they do not experience the pain. Also, those people who have been ill in crossover are suddenly returned to perfect health and are pain-free of all their ailments and illness, as their illnesses magically disappear. After 5 years of physical suffering after his stroke, the moment my dad passed 3 years ago, he was like the Tasmanian devil in spirit, and he appeared whizzing around as he was happy, healthy again, and so thrilled to be out of his sick body. Helen Keller was born both blind and deaf, and this is her quote. She said, "Death is no more than passing from one room into another, but you know there's a difference for me, because in that other room, I shall be able to see." There have been many, many research studies on people who have been blind from birth, who have had near-death experiences during surgeries, and on their return to their physical body, they've reported that while having their near-death experience, their sight was restored. And even though they were in that blind body when they came back, with complete accuracy, they spoke about the utensils being used, the clothing worn, who was in the room, and what the surgery room looked like. just like becoming pain-free, we can choose our appearance when we cross over, including our age, our ethnicity, or gender. Now, there's another movie that comes to mind which depicts heaven, which is What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. And his daughter, who he meets in heaven, chooses to appear as an Asian woman because she feels more pretty being Asian. We can look exactly how we desire because we lose the limitations of physical density when we are just energy. As everything is energy, we are free to utilize it, and we can portray it as a ball of light or as a human form. Now, as we discussed in last week's Angel Healing House radio program, and there's a reminder here, if you have missed any of the shows, please go to the Transformation Talk Radio site, to my Claire Candy Huff Angel Healing House Radio host page, and all of the shows with their different topics are all archived on there, so you can listen anytime you want, day or night. But just as I've discussed on previous programs, when we write our soul contracts, we choose certain characteristics for our earthly life to help us learn our lessons. Now, for example, by choosing to carry extra weight or being overly short or overly tall or appearing in a certain way, we're challenged. We're challenged to love ourselves for who we truly are and not for what our physical appearance may be. But being comfortable with our appearance is important. For instance, after my angelic walk-in experience in 2003, which I write about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, I remembered that before I incarnated and I was living across the veil, I had straight blonde hair in heaven. And after my walk-in, I slowly changed my ringlet brown hair to straight golden yellow. And while I feel more myself as a blonde, I also know that I was much, much taller in heaven. But I'm still working on that one, as it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get taller here in this earth body. Now, another note on our appearance that the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us is that without our physical body, there is no more cellulite, no more wrinkles, dandruff, droopy breasts, love handles, being too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too wide, too curly, too straight, plagued by plaque, acne, bad breath, the heartbreak of psoriasis, or baldness. There's none of that when we're in spirit. When we cross over, there's nothing to feed, there's nothing to empty, there's nothing to wipe, and there's certainly nothing to maintain on a physical level. Now, there's an interesting note on appearance in heaven. Many, many souls do choose to appear around the ages of 21 to 30. And the reasoning is that that is the time when souls physically were at their most healthy, fit, and young. Now, the exception of this is when a soul crosses over from the physical to the non-physical, and they have their reunion or welcome home party, which I've discussed, where people from your present incarnation have passed over before you, or from previous lifetimes, souls come to welcome you back to your one true home. There are souls who often take on the appearance of themselves as older. And that's because when a soul gets to heaven, they remember the person looking older. Like, for instance, if it's a grandparent or an elderly relative or something like that, and they remember them looking older, then they will appear to that person so that they understand who they are in spirit. Now, in understanding that we are just simply energy and that we affect and are affected by all other energies, we can then choose to manifest on the other side, in the afterlife, across the veil, whatever we desire with our thoughts. When we're across the veil, we can choose where we want to live. Now, in which book is it? Oh, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. I speak about my beautiful Italian villa with its sunflowers and it's overlooking the grape arbors and the hills and the beautiful sunlight. We each have different fingerprints, so we can choose to live where we want to live, in the country, by the ocean, a mountain. Is your house lavish or small? Is it opulent like a mansion, or do you live in a tent? Having chosen our appearance and where we would want to live, we can choose to experience the same things that we did on the earth plane. You know, I tune into my grandfather Abraham, quite often, and all I get is crickets. He's off with his mates, off with his buddies, playing cards and smoking cigars. We can still eat. We can still cook a meal. We can manifest just like that. A Chinese dinner, but the sensations of enjoying a meal are vastly different, as the actual physical textures, as one would know, are not quite the same. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that while many of these things that we've discussed have to do with our individual soul when we cross over, the thing that we understand is we understand ourselves as multidimensional beings, and we start to grasp the utter expansiveness of not only the universe, but ourselves as part of the universal vastness, as we are no longer constrained and restricted by space and time. You know, when my dad crossed over in 2016, he was so giddy with excitement that not only was he completely healthy and pain-free after 5 years after his stroke, he shared with us that he could be with my mother in Silver Spring, Maryland, and he could be with Pete and myself here in California, and he could be in New York with my brother all at the same time. The biggest surprise for most people in dying is to realize that dying simply is not the end, and whether we each individually are met by spirit guides or angels, whether we experience a tunnel, a bright white light, whether the experience is positive or negative, pales in comparison to the biggest surprise of it all, which is that we realize that we are still who we are. When you cross over, you still can think, laugh, you still can tell jokes, if you wish. My ex-father-in-law is the biggest crack-up because when he comes to me, I can smell his cigarette smoke and he's telling jokes and he's winking at me now because he's also telling me that with his Clark Gable good looks, he's also chasing the ladies across the veil, just like he did in his physical incarnation. You know, when we pass away, when we cross over, when we shuffle off this mortal coil, our experience will depend solely on what we believe. You know, everyone, if you believe that you'll be met by God, by Jesus, by Buddha, your spirit guides, or a heavenly band of angels, then they will manifest for you. If you believe you're going to hell, and there will be fire and brimstone and horrific things, then that is what will manifest for you. The Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that everything is only energy, and that whatever beliefs you choose to hold on to and perpetuate will go with you, and that will simply manifest. When we cross over, it is like passing from one room to another. Those like myself who have had near-death experiences can identify fully with the Bible saying, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Because we all carry God within us, it's up to us how we're going to furnish that mansion. Are you going to furnish it with forgiveness, unity, beauty, love, kindness, generosity, forgiveness, and compassion? If you do this, you'll know exactly what your first experience will be upon awakening across the veil, as we will experience the same energy that we did on earth. Yet if you live a life of selfish, corrupt motives, judgment, hatred, racism, control, and greed, then those things must be met by the same energy as we created them. This is simply a case of quantum physics and energy resonating to its own energy. So when we cross over, we each individually enter different dimensions depending on the vibrational frequency that we hold within our soul. These dimensions or levels of heaven across the veil range from the higher, more expansive, positive, light-filled energies to the slower, heavier, murky, dense vibrations of negativity on the lower levels. The Posse of Angels is chiming in here and reminding us of a word called hell. They are assuring us that the only hell that there is the hell that we make for ourselves right here on Earth. What some people do refer to as hell and have experienced are those murky, darker planes which are closest to the Earth realm. Those who find themselves there go to work out self-destructive behaviors, addictions, fears, and guilt, all of those things. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy of hell that we find ourselves in if we're filled with negative energies. And there's no condemnation. There's no damnation here or judgment. There's only our working out, our own misalignments and misjudgments. So this is not a punishment, but it's taking responsibility and accountability for our lives. In most cases, we will then contract to return to the earth plane and for another human incarnation so that we can make different positive choices. And when death is upon us, we have the choice as to how we will decide we feel about it. We can accept it and be happy about opening up to the next part of our soul's growth, or we can be like the comedian Woody Allen, who said, "I'm not afraid of death. It's just that I don't want to be there when it happens." However we choose to feel about death, know very well that it's not an end point. Rather than an end, it's the realization of our purpose in creation story, how we fit in and what possibilities for future growth and learning exist. We do not leave our physical incarnation until we are ready for our next advancement, which is either in the world of physical form or it's in another dimension beyond this one. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to be taking a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. Do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. All this month of May, we've been speaking about heaven, the afterlife, our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, as is the title of my number one Amazon best-selling book. We've been speaking about how we do not die. We've been speaking about soul contracts. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your views on this. Perhaps you have had a near-death experience or had other experiences with those loved ones of yours who have crossed over. And by their signs and messages, they've shown you that they are very much alive. But before we get to our callers, I would like to remind everyone that we are still very much under the influence of an absolutely magical, very rare moon, full moon, which occurred just a couple of days ago on Sunday, May 19th. Now, this full moon is to be infused with mystical energies that are bringing many people luck, good fortune, positive karma, and blessings. Whatever you've been diligently focusing on, your passionate energies will help your dreams come true, the fulfillment of your wishes. It also portends things happening in threes, as three is often associated with magical things happening and things appearing, and it heralds a successful streak. Now, this full moon in Scorpio is said to be the most intense of the zodiacs, and it brings unexpected revelations and turns in our lives. The moon in Scorpio wants to expose what has been kept in the darkness from us, from the past, or either previous lifetimes. You know, you might feel an urge to reveal your feelings, your opinions, and give voice to your authentic self. There's an overwhelming call here to tell the truth. These energies are encouraging you to dig deep, to purge what no longer serves you, allowing yourself to find your fuel that fuels your soul and stand up to answer the call of destiny. You might find that your vision board of life is coming to life very fast. When life calls you to change, it's time to change. If someone calls you up and asks you to go on an adventure because you've been chosen, it's time to say yes and go. The brass ring of life is being offered to you, and all you need to do is reach out and grab it. Let's go to our phone lines. Our first caller is Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today? Hello, Stephanie.
I'm good, thanks. Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really well. How are things with you, and what's been happening in your world?
I've well, some good things. I got a good report on my test, on my biopsy test. So that was
wonderful.
Good. Yeah, they can't fully read if there's hyperplasia that's simple or complex, but the precancer cells didn't show up.
Oh,
and my
wonderful.
Sonogram looks normal, so that's huge.
That
yeah.
is huge.
And I started. Thank you. Yeah, I haven't had a normal sonogram in a couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I started making some jewelry, and I'm thinking about maybe doing an Etsy shop or something. So being creative again has been really fun and exciting. And it's
yep.
been good for me and my boyfriend because he mm-hmm. helps. He does, like, the finishing part. So I like kind of the teamwork.
Good.
And, yeah, and things are going better with us. I have noticed, this wasn't my question, but this was, I guess, in an answer to your question before, that anytime, or not anytime, but often when I've thought about breaking up with him, I think I see a spirit, like a friend of ours who died or somebody else, kind of giving me the message of no. And I don't normally see spirits, so I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, that is very interesting. You know, it's it may be, and I'm not saying this is 100% sure, it may be that the spirit has come to intervene or to give you the message of no, don't break up. Now, no, don't break up now doesn't necessarily mean no, don't break up ever, you know, because there's a reason that you're having these feelings. I am feeling very strongly that this is definitely a soulmate connection. You have been together in other lifetimes. It feels this time that you've come back to finish something, or you've to create something and then to finish it. So because of both of your free will, you're in it for the time being, and things might change. Things might change. Your feelings might be, after you've been together for a while longer, this feels really comfortable. This feels really nice. And why did I ever think about, breaking up? Or you might think, yes, you know, this is the end of the road and this feels right for me now to move on. So I'm not getting who that spirit was, but they definitely came in to intervene and to give you a gentle nudge that no, not to break up.
So I was reading the message right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, one of my favorite quotes is not now doesn't mean not ever. So all we have is the present moment. And if you can be 100% present and invested in the present moment, then you're creating a future. And the more loving and kind and compassionate and forgiving and, you know, excited and all those things you are in the present moment, then you are creating that future. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear those people that may not have been with Angel Healing House for a long time. Stephanie is a very regular caller into the show, and we have heard about her travails with her health, and it's so wonderful. It's so I don't want to gloss over that. It's so wonderful to hear that you've gotten a good report, Stephanie. It makes me beam from the inside, and that you're being creative, and that you're loving what you are passionately creating, and sharing with others. So that's wonderful. Did you have a specific question, or did you want to just?
I did. So I've also mentioned in past calls that I would like to be a mother, and that's been a desire for a long time. And at one point, I think when I asked about it, I think you said, or the posse said, that I needed to do some healing first. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure what exactly that was, if it was like physical because at the time my uterus wasn't in good shape, or if it was something else. And if it was something else, what that is, and if this is a good time, or if there's still more work to do.
Well, they're saying that you had to heal. You had to heal physically, and just because you've been given a report doesn't mean that there's not more healing work to be done.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's not an end in the road. That's not an end in the road.
The more physical healing to do.
Well, they're saying that, you know, every day we have to be attentive to our physical healing. Even those who have so-called perfect health, I have to attend to my health every day. You know, I have to push myself to move this physical body of mine and get up and exercise for my lymphatic system. I have to, choose to have a salad bar over having, you know, sort of sugary sweets or something like that. Each of us is healing and attending to the healing of our physical body every single day. So what they want you to know is take your emphasis off of when, and I think, and I know that they've said this to you before, when and in under what guise to be a mother. It may be that perhaps there will be a physical birth, or there may not be a physical birth. And if there's not a physical birth, maybe there's adoption, or maybe you will get involved with foster care, or you'll be involved with big sisters and big brothers, or you'll be involved with, you know, teaching crafts to teaching art and crafts to children. I mean, there's a number of ways that, you know, you could be involved with children. So the thing that you can do, and the only thing that you can do, is to visualize yourself, if you want to take, you know, taking care of a baby, whether that baby is yours or not, because they said that whatever will happen, Stephanie, will happen for your highest good and will happen for your soul's growth. Not necessarily what you want, but what your soul needs. And they're saying the greatest thing that you and everyone else can do as far as their wants and their desires is to get out of their own way and say thank you to God and the angels for sending me the fulfillment of my prayer to be a mother. Whether that's going to be physically or through adoption, fostering, or working with children, or a number of ways that that could come into your life.
So and, when they were saying there's more... Oh, uh-huh.
No, go on.
Oh, no, it's okay. What were you going to say?
No, I just lost it. Go on.
Okay. So when they said there's more healing to do, but then, and then you were talking about, you know, your choices and everyone, so is that what they meant? Or do they mean something like more specific that, like, to me that needs physical healing?
Well, they're saying,
you know, I'm still having veggies and, you know, fresh veggie juices and all that stuff, but
right.
And walking and being in the sun and taking supplements and, you know, I haven't stopped any of that.
Right.
Acupuncture, and, you know.
Exactly. So all they're saying is just keep on being attentive. As I am, as many people are, who have optimal health, and attend to the healing of their body every single day in the choices that they make. So they're saying you're doing a very good job, and just to keep up the good work.
Okay. So okay. It wasn't that there's something else that I need, like some
No. You're not. You haven't missed out on anything. Let's
okay, that's what I was wondering. Do I need to go get tests and find something else? But okay.
At this moment, they're saying you're being you've followed the signs. You're being really good about following those signs. The first card that comes out for you is the Six of Pentacles. Now, this is the card about giving and receiving. So much of that mothering energy is not only about giving to others, but is about receiving. And they're putting emphasis on the word for you to nurture and nourish yourself like you are the child. Okay, so you can give to yourself, you can be soft, you can be nurturing to yourself. Also, we are also soft with ourselves if we surrender and we release our expectations and our attachments as to what we want to happen, and then we release that as to, you know, we thank God and the angels for sending us what is best for our soul's growth and opening up to that, you know. I say a prayer every day, I will, to will, God's will. Show me how to serve. Not show me how to serve by X, Y, and Z, but you show me how to serve.
I know what it is.
And I will step up.
Yeah, I've been feeling really actually drawn towards giving away a lot of the jewelry that I've made to certain people, too. Like, there's been, like, a strong desire to do that, which has surprised me.
Yes. Well, absolutely. It's just like me. This is my eighth year on Angel Healing House Radio, and I've given away thousands of readings And mm-hmm. people say, well, why would you do that when you can, when, you know, people pay you for your readings? And I said, the reason I do it is because God tells me to do it. And until I'm told not to do it, and I get such fruition and I get such wonderful feedback from people, how it's helped them, how it's given them hope and clarity. So if you're getting that that intuitive hit, Stephanie, I would still, I would very much give it away and, you know, and pass it on to others because of the energies of love that that you've made the jewelry with. The next card with you or for you is the Seven of Wands. And the Seven of Wands is about being seen. It's about rising above, some would say, an opposition or rising above competition, although we don't have competition. But you've risen above these physical physical traits that, you know, illnesses that you've had. And now is a time to shine. It's a time to shine yourself and to reap all those wonderful things as a result of you've given to people in the past and you've given to yourself and you've shown up authentically. So that's a wonderful card. And the next card for you is the World card. You know, this is the card of completion. You've come to a completion. There's this cycle of attending to your health. You're much more emotionally happy and stable. And now you're going to be building on that because with every World card of completion, then it's the starting of a new cycle. So I hope all of that's been really helpful for you, Stephanie.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Claire. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. And we do not have any more callers. If you would like to call in to the show for a free angel reading, maybe discuss the afterlife, heaven, and our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, please do call in on 1-800-930-2819. I did want to remind everybody that this recent full moon that we had on Sunday, it saw us going from very grounded energies of the earth sign of Taurus into the air sign of Gemini today, May 21st. And I would like to say happy birthday to all those Geminis out there. Gemini will inspire new ways of thinking, communicating, and utilizing our resources. And we will be presented with ways to do that. And with the other two air signs, very much like Libra and Aquarius, Gemini is all about the intellect. It's about our mental clarity. It's about asking us to put on our thinking caps. Think about what you learned and the values that you might have experienced coming to the fore during this past Taurian season. And where have you been investing your time and energy? And once you reflect on those answers, Gemini, the very flighty and all over the place energy of Gemini, is now asking us to decide, what are you going to do with that information now that you acquire that? Oh, Corinna from California, you just popped up. Corinna, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to hear you.
Happy to see your name pop up.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome. What's happening in your world?
Okay, so what's going on is that suddenly there was a shift. I'm planning a trip with a family member, and my family and then her family, which includes a new boyfriend. So me and her have always been really close, but I've also kind of noticed a little weirdness from her at times, not so genuine at times. Suddenly, the new boyfriend comes in, then I start to feel a little aggression from him, like weird energy wise.
Right.
Little, you know, things he says here and there. And I'm like, well, this guy is new. Who is he? Why is he, you know, what's going on here? Like, I don't know. The point is, I tell her, hey, can you tell your boyfriend to stop, you know, telling me that? Because it bugs me.
Right.
He gets insulted and tries to break up the trip. Everything's paid for. She says, you go your way and we go our way. And after, I mean, knowing each other for a lifetime, it's kind of like, holy moly, what's going on here? Is, you know, at this point, I'm feeling like, you know what? She is not genuine. She probably doesn't even like me. I've known her. We've known each other our whole life, and has this all just been fake, a facade of her.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to say that you've shifted. If we are speaking, if we are having this conversation, then we have like energies. She has not shifted, and she senses your shift, and she is jealous. She is jealous of this light that is coming off of you. And I'm just getting shivers all over. I sense, too, that this is a triangle that has been played out in other incarnations as well. And this is not the first time that this soul as the boyfriend has come back to undermine this relationship. Okay, so the girlfriend is doing this wholly in and of herself, but like attracts like. So then the boyfriend, this new boyfriend, comes in with her same energies to either put you down or say derogatory things or whatever, and it's a case of that jealousy. So, on one hand, you know, this doesn't stop you from being loving and kind and compassionate, empathetic, and all those things with your girlfriend. But at the same time, we who are shifting and who have shifted, who are of a higher consciousness, we must set up boundaries and we must set up limits as to how we're going to be respected and honored. And we can no longer have disparate energies in any area of our lives, in work, in relationships, in our health sector, in our self-esteem, in anywhere, because it will then muddy up all other areas of our lives. So nothing is set except death and taxes, I guess. If you are feeling like you do not resonate anymore and not to go on this trip, is that what your intuition is telling you? That maybe
everything's paid for. Mm-hmm. I don't know. See, that's a good question, because now I'm going with my family. It's us, and then she's going, you know, we're going to the same place, but different. We're not going to really hang out. That's what it appears like.
Right.
I mean,
and that's okay
with my family.
That's okay. You know, because especially with long-standing relationships, if we shift and if we awaken, enlighten, whatever you want to call this, and then the other person does not, you know, we feel bad. Well, I've known you all my life, and, you know, we're lifelong friends and that kind of thing. On a soul level, you know, there is only love. Love will exist. But, you know, now that we're in these funny little meat suits, we're in this physical form. If somebody else is not in our resonance, it's difficult, Corinna, to be in their, vicinity. So maybe go to this, you know, go on this vacation, but as you say, don't hang out with them, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to pull some cards. I've got about 3 minutes to go and see what comes out for you. But don't feel bad. Actually, the thing that you can do is you can send that green healing light to the relationship. See her and the boyfriend surrounded in green healing light. Bless them for wherever they are, because it's perfection for their spiritual journey, wherever they are. And then surround them with unconditional waves of bubblegum pink, you know, love. First card coming out for you is the Justice card. This is you speaking your truth. And this is an opportunity for you to be as truthful and as authentic as possible. You're not demeaning them. You're not putting them down for who they are. But you are not going to be in any energies where you feel compromised in any way, shape, or form. So that's the Justice card. The next card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Pentacles. This is the reliable, responsible, hardworking. It's a long-term energy, and they're saying that this is going to keep you in good stead for on your spiritual journey. The more that you can be authentic and truthful, then it'll just keep you feeling like you're abundant and just creating those energies of respect and honor around you. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the Fool card. And this is anything but a fool. It's like you're creating a new journey for yourself, and the new journey in like being a child in wonderment and enchantment. And you're about to step off onto your new journey, only speaking your truth and being as authentic as you can. So I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful for you, Corinna.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It did confirm a lot. Have a wonderful week, and God keep blessing you, okay?
God bless you too, sweetheart. Light. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to everyone who's recommended the show. Do remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to find out more about my books, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Everyone, do remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. And sending you love and angel blessings. I look forward to speaking with you.